AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says he understands the criticism he is getting for his handling of the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan.
I stand squarely behind my decision.
Biden spoke at the White House on a day when thousands of Afghans rushed into the Kabul main airport, some so desperate to escape the Taliban they held onto a military jet as it took off and then plunged to their deaths. The president used a statement from President Harry Truman.
I am President of the United States of America. And the buck stops with me.
Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright says the U.S. has the moral responsibility to help the Afghans who worked with the West to get them safely out of the country.
The United States has a moral responsibility and a national security interest in ensuring the protection of these Afghan allies, as well as those who directly supported our military mission. I know the Biden administration recognizes this responsibility.
The wind is picking up again around California's largest wildfire in state history, Dixie Fire Operations Section Chief Jake Cagle.
Today we have a red flag warning, unfortunately, for southwest wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. So again, that's coming out of this direction. Southwest winds pushing to the northeast. So we'll continue to have that oversight.
The fire has burned across nearly 900 square miles, destroying 1,100 buildings, more than half of them homes. Two tropical storms and a depression making things difficult from the eastern Gulf of Mexico to Bermuda. Depression Grace bringing more than a foot of rain to earthquake-shattered Haiti. Tropical storm Henri formed today near Bermuda as tropical storm Fred brings heavy rain to Florida and the southeast after the center came ashore along the panhandle with 60-mile-per-hour winds. Emergency management officials in Gulf County, where Fred made landfall, are receiving reports of downed trees. This is AP News. Dallas police scrambling to find 8 terabytes of data missing from criminal case files. Investigators insist no evidence is missing, but City Manager T.C. Broadnack says photos, videos, audio, case notes, and other files are included in the disappearance. AP Top 25 preseason college football poll is out.
For the fourth time in the past 6 seasons, Alabama is tops in the AP preseason poll. The defending national champs got 47 of the 63 first-place votes. Oklahoma is number 2, followed by Clemson. Ohio State, which lost to the Crimson Tide in last season's championship game, is number 4. Georgia rounds out the top 5. Alabama is the only team in the country to start each of the last 13 seasons ranked in the top 5, and there's a good reason. Along with their 6 national titles, the Tide has never ended a season ranked lower than number 10. I'm Shelley Adler.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.